Well, it is a joy to be here this morning. It just is. It's our second favorite church. We love Sovereign Grace Church of Louisville. And I bring you greetings from our first favorite church now, Sovereign Grace Church in Dayton, Ohio. As CJ said, it's a church family that I have the honor and the privilege of serving. And it is I feel the weight of that. I feel the joy of that, the undeserved nature of it. Our family has much affection for the pastors here. Brian, Bob, Jeff, CJ, Gary. It's a joy to learn from them, to continue to learn from them. I want to imitate these men. You know, I'm just Steve. I'm just me. But I want to imitate these guys in a way that declares the glory of God clearly, in the way that they shepherd you and care for you, in a biblically wise and theologically informed manner, coming alongside of you and planning and praying and preaching and teaching purposefully. I want to be like these men. It's the main thing that God has used to provoke my faith and life through the example of these men, and to remain in gospel partnership with them and with you is just a great joy. I'm so glad we're only 2 hours away. Well, a few years ago, our family was visiting Aurora, Colorado, where my good friend is pastor of Sovereign Grace Church there, just a suburb of Denver. It was the summer of 2012, and we had just come back from Theater 8 in Aurora. We had watched the Spider-Man movie together. The next day, we said, hey, Batman's coming out. Let's go see the midnight showing of Batman at the Aurora Theater. Better minds and tired bodies had their say, and we decided not to do that. We decided around 10 o'clock that night, just a few hours before. We said, let's go, we'll go cheap, and we'll go at 9 o'clock the next morning. Then the phone rang in the middle of the night, and the tragedy that had occurred in Theater 8 in Aurora became known. Our plans and God's providence, God's care was manifested, was seen and understood, and people's lives had been lost in the same room we had sat in the one night prior and planned on going to that night. The tragedy was felt throughout the community, felt throughout the church in Aurora, though nobody in particular was affected in that.